Good morning.
Good morning.
I think we multiplied. This is awesome. What's really funny is I listened to the sermon I did last year at this time. And what did we talk about? One word. One word. We talked about our one word. And I have one words up here. I have Krina's, which was intentional. I have Richard's, which was share. I have Barry's, that was calm. I have Gary, who was trust. I have pastors, who was choose. Jay's was authentic. Kyle's was surrender. Heather's was kindness. I have Brandy's, whose was El Camino. I have Susan's, who was perseverance. I have Isabella's, who was organized. And these were all the pretty ones because people took the time. Then I have Summer's, which was balance. Karina Hayes, which was communicate. Susan was strength. Maggie's was focus. Trina's was education. James was trust. Dawn was faith. Karina S was trust. And Ashley's was change. And mine was commitment. Oh, Jody's was purpose. Did I miss you? Must have got stuck. So it's been a year. How many had our word in front of us the whole year? We have pictures on our door in our bedroom that you, when you open it. I was going to grab them and forgot. How many enjoyed and was strengthened and was challenged with their word? I told you last year that we found this little treasure at Lifeway. And I said, we should go to Lifeway because there's lots of good treasures. But this is a great treasure. And it's been a great treasure through the year. But it's been a challenging one for me. We changed from doing New Year's resolutions to our one word. Why did we try to change from making New Year's resolutions? We don't keep them.
We always fail at them.
Not always. If you're driven, then you don't. But most people do. The first month, end of January, people are done. It's kind of like going to the gym. You got that, I'm going to the gym all year. And the end of January, I read on Facebook the other day, if y'all remember Drew, she's like, wow, it's got to be the first of the year because this gym is completely full of people who have New Year's resolutions. And by February, it's empty. If we have a New Year's or a resolution or a plan, by the middle of summer, we've forgotten it if we don't have it in front of us. 87% of adults, more than 206 million people, create new goals and resolutions only to experience the same frustration and result. False starts and failure. 50% of resolution makers will fail by the end of January. Failing doesn't mean that we can't find a new goal or a new plan. It just means that we set ourselves up to fail because we're looking for a result without planning. And that's one thing that I've learned this last year about my word. My word was commitment. And I can tell you, being committed to my job, the job I'm doing right now, has been hard. I'm doing the same job. Actually doing three jobs, but I'm doing the same job for the same amount of pay that people would get $60,000 a year, and I don't make that. At the end of last month, my group manager came to me and said, they're not changing your job description. What does that mean? I'm committed to a job that I'm not going to make more money at. Was it hard? Oh, man, was it hard. But what was really hard was the words that he used in this conversation. The words that, I know you can do this job, but if you have to go somewhere else, I understand. You know what that said to me? I was replaceable. And I don't think he realizes what he said. I haven't had the conversation with him yet because I haven't got to the place where I can have that conversation because God's still healing that part of my heart. But I committed to this project and I'm not willing to give up yet. Because one, I'm not a quitter. And two, my mom didn't raise somebody that just gives up and walks away. Has it been hard? Karina can attest to that. She's heard and seen many tears. But she knows that I'm not a quitter. She knows that I will be frustrated for a little while. She knew that however long ago it was when we started coming here. But the difference between then and now is I know somebody's bigger and better. And I don't have to worry about people on the earth. I just have to be accountable to God. The great thing about one word is it's one word. I said last year, does everybody know what our mission statement is for the church. It's in your bulletin. Ginger said some of it last year, but we can't remember the whole thing unless we memorize it. It's kind of like the scriptures. God will bring the scriptures to you when you need them. Be still and know that I am God. The great scripture about the new year is 2 Corinthians 5:17. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old is gone and the new has begun. It's a new year. We belong to Christ. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new day. Yesterday's past. The failures have gone away because we all make mistakes every day. We're human. And if we don't make a mistake through the day, hallelujah. That means I slept all day, I'm sure. But then I failed to get up and do something productive. So then I'm still failing. Our one word, I shared the story last year of the guy that wrote the book. He was talking to a guy. They were going to a conference. And the guy said, tell me what your goal is for the year. And he thought about it. And he gave him this whole long speech. And the guy goes, I didn't ask for a sermon. I asked for one word. So then he thought about it a little bit longer. And he said another sentence to be long and prosperous or something like that. I don't remember exactly what the words were. He said, I said one word. And he said, okay, I'll have to pray about it. So he's praying about it. He says, it took him a few weeks and he called him back and his word that year was intimacy. The great thing about one word, most people in here will not ever get the same word as I do. As you saw, I read through those and there was only a couple that, I think there was one that had trust. There was only two people that had trust, that which was the same. We also had a church word last year. Who knows what that word was? Acceptance. How did we do? Looks like the seats are a lot fuller. I hope that people feel accepted. But guess what? It's a new year. Yep. Guess what? You can't have the same word. Even though you think you might want to have the same word because you can do better, this book tells you not to pick the same word. But the thing is we're not supposed to pick our word. God's supposed to pick our word. They also say in the book that most of the time, the first couple years, people picked a good word, not a God word. And that's okay because God uses those words too. He'll use them. So what was the steps? Does anybody remember what the steps were? First, we need to discover our word. And that means we need to turn off everything. Turn off the computer, turn off the television, turn off the phones. We need to get quiet. Last year it was, I love television. The television's on all the time. Or I'm listening to something. Getting better, but to get quiet, I had to leave. It tells you to have a specific place. We watched The War Room last night. And I know Penny showed The War Room and she's doing a teaching on it. And The War Room is she has her little closet. It's a great example of how to get quiet and how to listen to God give you your word. But he can do it anyway. He can do it through the television. We talked about it last year. He can do it through other people. He can do it through music. He can do it through somebody just saying something. And once he gives you that word, you will see it everywhere. It's kind of like buying a new car. You buy a new car and you see the same model and make of the car that you have. Might not be the same color, but it's still, you'll see it everywhere because that's the word that God's giving you. So once you get quiet, and getting quiet is that you prepare your heart, and that means you look in. And when you look in, you unplug from the noise, and then you ask three questions. You say, what do I need? What's in my way? And what needs to go? In the War Room example is she had a closet full of clothes and very stinky shoes. Do you think that was distracting? Absolutely. Maybe the shoes needed to go. Maybe they didn't. But it's just not about things. What else needs to go from our lives? Negative thinking, negative talk. I want what you have because it's better than what I have. It's easy to get caught up in that stuff. Once you get there, then you look up. And when you look up, your heart's ready. It's time to plug in and listen. And then when you receive your word that God has for you, remember, God can use all means of communication with us. We never know when, where, how our word will be revealed. Last year, my word came when I was sleeping. This year, I prayed and I thought, I had to prepare for this. And if anybody knows me, I haven't felt good in the last month. Ended up with not walking pneumonia, and it's very distracting being sick. But I'm walking in healing. But I also learned in the last month to be able to take care of myself more. If you know me, I go to work sick. Doesn't matter. Because I don't want to waste my PTO on being sick. Honestly. Is that bad? That's bad. I need to think about summer's balance. You know, I need balance. But I've taken more time this last month And yeah, I've taken a couple days off and I worked from home and I didn't do a whole lot of stuff that I would have usually been doing when I, because I'm busy. Do you remember busy last year? Busy was not a good word. It was one of those things that if we're busy, then we're not really authentically doing what God wants us to do because we're distracted. And who loves to distract us? Satan loves to distract us. So when we're looking up, we need to remember we've asked the questions. Now we have to listen for the answer. God, reveal the word that you want for me. What do you want me to do through me, and to do in me? And then when you hear it, you need to write it down. Why do we write things down? Y'all have a booklet in your stuff. Karina's like back here waving. Thanks. There is a place to write it down. It's a good thing to have a place to write it down. But what do we do with this stuff when we take it home? Or when we leave it on the seats because we don't want to take it with us? We don't have it in front of us. That's why it was really good to have these words here. Because if you came to church every Sunday, you at least saw it once a week. Right, accountability. Who else has to be accountable? It told us in the book to find a group of people. People that will encourage you and people that will tell you, are you making the right choice? I loved it. During the year, Pastor goes, I'm thinking I need to choose a lot, which was great because he knew that was his word. He was making the right choice because he was choosing to keep it in front of him. It also said in the book that what we should do is make a picture, put it on our phone. Because when you swipe your phone, what are you going to see? Your word. It'll remind you all the time. If you don't have a phone, I thought what we might be able to do is once we know what everybody's word is and get little cards, business cards, and put it in your wallet or in your pocket or wherever so you could see them all the time. And then it's not too big and it's not on your phone all the time, even though it should be, but it's somewhere that you could see it all the time. Put it on your mirror. The other example in the book was that they made every New Year's Eve, they would get together for their new word and they would make tiles and they would hang the tiles in the kitchen when they came to dinner. They would talk about their words. They would talk about the progress of their words and they would encourage each other. Well, in this microwave world, how many people sit at their table and eat? But are you home all the time to do that? Make a bookmark. It's a great idea. Put it in your Bible, your bookmark in your Bible. And then remember Pastor's challenge is to read 15 minutes a day. Then you see it every day when you're reading. And then once we look up and we have our word, then we look out. And this is where it talks about the rubber meeting the road. This is the most exciting part. We have our word. Let's live our word. Commitment was a hard challenge for me. I'm committed to lots of things. But one thing I know I failed on, doing this every day. I didn't put God first every day. I didn't pray every day. Am I a failure? Maybe a little. But I have grace, and I have mercy, and I have love. Maybe it was my resolution instead of being able to do what I need to do because it's not inside of me yet. It says, keep your word in front of you and front and center. Write down three things you will do to make sure you have regular reminders of your word. We're writing again. I'm meeting with a guy that's helping me move forward in through the process of trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do in my job. And he said to me, he said, write a 5-year plan. And I said, I don't like to write things down. And he's like, why? I said, then I'm committed to living them. He said, it doesn't matter what your plan is. You know it's going to change. Okay, so I wrote a 5-year plan, kind of. Well, I wrote things that I needed to do. And then I wrote, Karina and I kind of talked about it, and we wrote a 5-year plan for us as a couple. And it'll ebb and flow, but we have a plan. Will it change? Probably. We probably won't do half of what's on that plan. But it's focused somewhere. And that's what my one word is all about, is being focused instead of distracted. It's easy to get distracted with all the things in life. It's easy to get distracted when you have a New Year's resolution and a goal and a plan. It's easy to get distracted. But if you have one word, you always remember that one word. Do we always remember Jesus? Yes, for the most part. Is he front and center in our lives? I wish better for me. But when anything comes up, where do I go first? To Jesus, to God. It talks about prayer being the first instead of the last. The first resort instead of the last resort. It's easy to get distracted. It's easy to get frustrated and go, oh, what do I need to do? Oh, why don't I pray? Why don't I pray and focus my life on prayer first? The girl in the movie said it took me, when I first started, 10 minutes was eternity to pray. Now I don't want to leave the room. We don't have to sit in the room to pray. We can pray on our way to work. We can pray when we're walking. We can pray. And it doesn't have to be long and drawn out. It can be, God, thank you. Thank you, God, for the snow outside. I know people are already gloomy about the snow, and I'm with you. However, I also go, thank you, because I know that's water. I know that that's going to water my lawn in the summertime so I don't get a ticket for having brown lawn. I'm thankful that I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, everybody's like, they really liked Christmas. And I said, I love Christmas. I love the lights. But come January, it gets dreary. And you know why? Because everybody puts their lights away. They put their lights away, and we don't have the green trees. So it gets gray because there's gray days. But guess what? Everybody got a flashlight. And if you didn't get a flashlight, I saw Pastor was handing them out today. Y'all got a flashlight. But guess whose light you have? You have God's and Jesus' light, and you get to shine it. So your goal this year is to, in the next week or two, it doesn't matter how long it takes you, take the time to find a word. Take the time to get quiet. Answer those three questions. Ask those three questions of God. Get quiet and say, Lord, what is your word for me this year? And then you get to live it. And you get to walk the journey that God has for you. And if you think of a word, and I asked last year how many people would, when I just said find a word, Jody said I have 12 in my head. I was like, wow, that's a lot of words. But her brain goes twice as fast as mine, and that's okay. But everybody would come up with a word. But then you go, God, is that the word you want for me? Or you think about it and let God take care of the word that he has for you. Well, then that's okay. Write all three of them down and let God decide. And if God might even change your word to four, the different one. You never know. And that's a great thing. That means that you're focused on what God wants you to do. And that's our focus this year is we're not doing New Year's resolutions. We'll do goals for the church and for ourselves. But let's focus on one word that God has for us and let God decide what the word is. And then let's live that word. Okay, we had so much fun last week. We're going to let our light shine. So we're going to sing. Everybody stand up. Yep. It's okay, you can clap.
I'm gonna let it shine.
last week. Let your light shine. No, and the other thing I wanted to tell you is to make sure that, think about a word for our church again this year. Right now I'm thinking shine, but let's ask God what word he wants for our church. And what we'll do is next week we'll write it on the prayer cards so that we have an idea of what we want our word for the church to be this year. Acceptance was a great word, but it's time to move on to something else because God wants us to move forward in preparing. It's been a struggle, but the great thing was I got my word. Guess what my word this year. I know you do. So does Pastor, because I shared it the other day. My word this year is joy, or joyful. So if you see that I'm not being joyful, say something to me. Hold me accountable. Seriously. You're all looking at me like, yeah, whatever. Well, seriously. How do we grow together if we don't speak in love? Amen. Honest love. Amen. We don't want to beat people down. Absolutely not. And people make mistakes, and we usually say the wrong thing, and we do the wrong thing, and I think I said this last year. But I know everyone in this room, God has purpose and plan for each of you. God has love so big, but do we accept that love, or do we think we're not good enough? Do we miss our purpose of being here? We're not all going to stay in this building forever. Pastor might. And that's okay, because that's his calling, and he's great at it. He guides this church with the best knowledge that he has, and he trusts God for that knowledge. Our year is ahead of us. The challenge is yours to find your word. And then you need to tell us what your word is so that we can do something new with our words downstairs, so that you have at least can see it in front of you when you come to church on Sunday. Because I think it's great to have a word. It's great to be focused on just one thing at a time. And it's great to lean on God first. Pray about your word. Pray every day. Pray 100 times a day if you need to. Pray for grace. Pray for mercy. Pray for forgiveness. Pray for love for people. We have a big world out there that needs God's love. And with the new year ahead of us and everybody's afraid of what Trump's going to do, but we have a bigger God that's going to take care of all of it. We cannot stand in fear of what's going to happen. We just have to trust that God's going to walk in our lives and walk us through whatever happens. Because we're on his journey. We're not on our own. We're on his as long as that purpose is focused on him. He has great love for each of us. He has great focus for each of us. Why is it so hard to step out and go, okay, I trust you because I can't see him. Unfortunately, I can't see him yet. Right. But we can't see it. If we can't see, it's kind of like taking a step down the stairs or up the stairs. Can you see him all most of the time? No. You only see the first 5 steps. Do we take the first 5 steps or do we stand at the bottom and go, I don't know what's up there. Brandy's going on a new adventure. I'm so excited for Brandy's new adventure because God's moving her. We will miss her. Absolutely miss her, but God has a great plan for her, and she gets to go be with family. Exactly. She gets to be the authentic her that she gets to be. Amen. Just like each of you are authentic, you get to be you. Mary came to visit. Karina's mom came to visit for her 60th birthday. Praise God. But she gets to go home and be a light to the people that she works with and to be a light in her house. And she's going to step out in faith and do whatever God wants her to do because she's joyful, just like each of you. Every day, you step out in light and you touch people's lives. Do you know it? Yes, you should. Isn't it great to say, God was in the middle of all of that? God was in the middle of commitment. He was in the middle of intentional. He was in the middle of choice. He was in the middle of trust. He was in the middle of surrender. He was in the middle of perseverance. He was in the middle of balance. He was in the middle of purpose and kindness and authentic and El Camino. He was in the middle of all of that. And he's in the middle of all of this. We just need to move or let him move us. The worm just comes back to me because she's like, it's not your job. It's his. It's your job to trust him. So trust him that he's going to give you the word that you need this year. Not only to help you, but to move you forward. There were six parts of our life that was going to touch. Six dimensions that I said last year. One was spiritual, two was physical, three was emotional, four was relational, five was mental, and six was financial. I missed this last year. I was focused on my word, but I missed the other six areas, the whole six areas. I'm sure it touched most of them, but this year my intention is to make sure that these six words are in front of me like my word. I'm going to be joyful in spiritual. I'm going to be joyful in physical. I'm going to be joyful in emotional, joyful in relational, joyful in mental, and joyful in financial. And I'm going to believe that God's going to bless every aspect and dimension of my word. I'm going to check on y'all. You know me, I'll check on you to see where you're at. And I'll ask you where your word is next week. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the opportunity to preach this again this year. I'm thankful for that. Like I said last year, Karina read this book and she's like, you're preaching the first Sunday of January. I'm like, why? And then she's like, are you preaching again this year? And I'm like, sure. Because that word taught me to be more focused on God. And it challenged me. And it moved me. And knowing that I don't have to do it by myself means that I can find a different word and know that I'll be challenged again this year. Because I already have been. I've been hangry a couple times this week. I'm like, oh crap, I need to be joyful. Dang it. And I need to watch my tone. Joyful tone, joyful tone. Serious. But it's like, because I know my word and I know that God's moving me, it's intentional. It's intentional to be focused on something. And it's simple. It's not hard. It's simple. We make things so hard all the time. We make them hard, but God makes them simple. And he simply gave his son for each of us. Amen. Probably the hardest thing he ever did, but it was simple for him. And it was simple for Jesus to say, I will do it because I love all of you. Amen. Love is simple. We make it hard. Will you go with me in prayer? Lord, as we come before you today, we're thankful. We're grateful for the love that you have for each of us. We're thankful for this book, this one word book, that will change our lives if we let it. Thank you, Lord, that we can be focused on one simple word for the year. And thank you, Lord, that we make goals and we make plans and we know that that's part of the process of life. But Lord, we know that if we focus on that one word that you give us, we're thankful for good words, but we want God words. We want the intentional time with you. We want to make it a habit to be able to be come to you and talk to you and know that you're in our lives and you take care of us no matter what. Everybody in here knows and have seen miracles and have seen love and has seen and joy and they have seen all those things, Lord. But sometimes we get so focused on ourselves and focused on the evil of the world that we miss the simple miracles that you provide us every day. We miss that we're healthy. We miss that we're strong. We miss that you have given us the joy of the Lord is our strength. We get that strength from you, Lord, and we ask that you provide and you help us recognize that each and every day. We know that each day is a new day, and we know that because we are in you, every day is a new day. The old is gone. This is the new year. It's another year. It's 1-7 from 1-6. We're thankful, Lord, that we started last year and we know what we're in for now. We know that it's a good thing. And we know that we can choose that. You can choose the word for us if we just get quiet. Help us get quiet. Help us to know the word that you have for us. And help us to encourage each other to live the word that you have given us. We're thankful, Lord, for our pastor and all that he does for us. The things that he takes care of that nobody knows about, we're thankful for. We're thankful for Scott and for the relationship that they have. They build each other up. We're thankful, Lord, for this church. We're thankful for the people that do the things that they do behind the scenes. We're thankful, Lord, that we have this building. But, Lord, we're thankful for the building that you've given each of us. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit that lives inside of each of us. We're thankful that we're healthy and we're strong and that you love us and that you guide us and you direct us when we just shut up and listen. We're thankful, Lord, that you take care of the noise in our heads, because our heads are our worst enemy, because we always fight against what we know and what we need to hear from you. Thank you, Lord, that you take care of the things. And Lord, we just ask that you guide and direct Brandy as she leaves, and she takes her to the place that you know that she needs to be. Thank you, Lord, that she's going healthy and she's going strong, and that she has the word of God inside of her. And Lord, help it come out where it needs to come out, to share your love with other people. Thank you, Lord, for the things that you do in our lives, and thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for the weather. And it's hard to say that, Lord, because it's not fun to drive in it. But Lord, we know that it provides water. And we're thankful for that. We're thankful for all the things that you do and all the things, all the beauty around us. And Lord, there is great beauty in snow. And thank you, Lord, that we can see the white stuff, and that it brings joy to us. But thank you, Lord, that there's light inside of each of us. And we let that light shine, and we continue to let that light shine through the people that come into those doors, and that the people that go out of those doors, that they know that their light, we have given them light, and they have light inside of them. We pray for our leaders, our world leaders, and our presidency, Lord, and we just ask that you guide and direct. Satan, we kick you out in Jesus' name. Whatever's going on in anybody's life, we kick you out right now. We stand strong. You're not welcome in this house. Not this house, not our house, not this body. Satan, we kick you out right now, and we bring Lord in, and light shines bright. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Yeah.